sing it one more time. Where could I go? Where could set free, you come to save, you come to baptize souls with your spirit, oh God. You come to heal sicknesses, oh God, that are beyond medical doctors, oh God. You come to give solutions to life's trouble, oh Father. You are all in all, oh God. You are our Father, you are our Mother, you are our Brother, you are our Sister, you are everything. That's why we come to you, Lord. Thank you for yet another privilege again to gather at your feet and to hear your word for the last time today, oh God, in this place. We pray, Father, that you bless our heart, oh God. Thank you for the blessings in the Sunday school. Thank you for the blessings in the morning service, oh God. Thank you for the little time of rest, oh God. Thank you for the worship, oh God, the song, oh God, the specials, oh Father, all that have been sung, oh God, to bless your worthy name. We pray, Father, that you accept it in righteousness, oh God. Bless the song leaders, oh God. Bless those that let, oh God, give specials, oh God. May you meet with us, oh God, at the points of our need, oh God. Help us again at this hour as we open the pages of your word, Father. May you minister grace upon the same, oh God. Bless our waiting out, oh God, that as we leave this auditorium, oh God, we will go out with thanksgiving, oh God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. The Lord bless you. Without wasting our time, let's turn to the book of John, chapter 6. And just stop somewhere on this text. John chapter 6 and from verse 66. John chapter 6, verse 66 said, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. May the Lord Jesus bless the reading, the hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts. You can please be seated. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for your patience and thank you for waiting back for this afternoon service. May God bless us. Now, just like we said on Wednesday, last 2 Wednesdays now, many people have the reason why they come to church. Amen. Many people have the reason why they follow Jesus in his campaign. Just like many people had the reason they were following the prophet and supporting his campaign. But when the ministry changed, they forsook him. Amen. But also you find that, we've seen that in the ministry of Christ. So it wasn't strange when he saw it in his own, when he wasn't receiving support. Because everybody, whatever call a man in, that's what will take him out. Amen. Just like I was saying that day, if it is money that make you come to church, money will send you out. If it is food that make you come to church, one day they will not share food, you will find your level. If it is clothes, one day you will not have that clothes, you will find your way. But if it is life, you will remain. If it is your brother that call you, that same brother will send you one day. If it is your father that call you, one day he will do something, you will get angry, you will go away. If it is your wife, if your husband, one day something will happen, you will find your level. But if it is God that call you, you will endure to the end. Amen. That is why, like we read from the book of Psalm 27, David was saying, when my father and my mother forsake me, he said, then God will take me up. Amen. And then we're saying, David, a righteous man, you can think of it for Christ to go to qualify him and say, a man after my own heart. I just wonder, experiences that David would have had. Just like Baba was giving some experiences today, and I look, I say, what? 98 is something, some of us were not born there. And I look, I say, oh, we are just coming, we are just starting. We need some of those experiences sometimes, it will help us. Amen. So we thank the Lord that we have the opportunity, we can always come to Him. Amen. And as the prophet said, you heard it this morning in the service. Amen. This is just past 3. I hope we still remember the topic of the morning service. Maybe not just shakes of people. Amen. You know, Baba was telling us that God loves to give us invitation. Amen. He's willing that we always come. Amen. No matter how battered you might be, no matter how low down, how cast down, you just come. Amen. Now, in this message, to whom shall we go? You know, we have been taking other sermons. We have been taking other sermons, just to encourage us when you're going through trials, when you're going through testings, when you are going through temptation, that God said He knows about it. Amen. And before there can be a blessing, there has to be a trial. There has to be a testing. Testing before the blessing. Amen. And Brother Brown said, before you can have victory, I think we took that last week in that, I think the message, the ending, the beginning and ending of the Gentile dispensation. Brother Brown said, before you can have victory, you must have battles. Amen. It's when you fight, that's when you have victory. Amen. That's why we talked about David here, that when God was training David, and David came out just to see his brethren, they didn't know that Goliath would be there. And Goliath came out at the wrong time. He came out where the standard of God was on the scene. And David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? His brother got angry with him. They didn't understand that he was a spiritual man. He said, you this small boy, you don't used to hear word. Who did you let the sheep? That the sheep wait. Who did you lead? He said, well, I came here to do something now. He said, okay. What will the king do for the man that will kill this uncircumcised Philistine? As the prophet told us, not that David was interested in all of those things. David's interest was that I can't be here and you allow, this uncircumcised, because why? He recognized who he was. Amen. Just as we had this morning, he knew he was under a covenant. Amen. That is why, if you know who you are, just like I said, physically, the flesh might weigh you down a little bit, but when that inner being arrives, they will see that something has happened. Amen. Yeah, physically, maybe before you come to the realization of, oh, this is who you really are, you might have just been utterly barrage. But when the inner man comes out, the one that is inside, greater is he that is in you than the demon that is outside. Amen. And that's why Satan will want you to lose focus of that, to lose sight of that. But once you can rise in that, it's defeated. Amen. It's just like Samson. Samson, that powerful man, as long, Abraham would tell us, as long as he can feel the seven laws, if you like, take Samson everywhere, a child of God is a child of God. Take Samson everywhere, finish him. Look at one time, felt so weak, and they thought they got him. And they tie him, bad thing, he just wake up, shake the thing. Shh. The day they close the gate, they just carry their gate, fold, put it. The Bible says, tell me who will go and face that man. Because what? He knew he was under a covenant. Amen. Because many of us, you know, many Christians, that's how we are. Amen. That's how we are as Christians. But you see, many times, we all let our secret, may God help us. Now, from this message, Lord, I want to go through it. And just put a stop. Now, Abraham said, from the message, to whom shall we go? Preach 1960-06-04, paragraph 20. Tell me. Abraham said, you know, people of today is a great deal like it is in that day. People walk about not knowing where they are going. And that's the truth. People walk about not knowing where they are going. They seem to be careless. Just at leisure to go wherever they wish to. And kind of pleasure-seeking people. Okay, people don't share the lonely, they go there. Where's it happening tomorrow? They go there. Like I was sharing with my family, I said, the world is just become something else. Oh yes, the world has become something else. I said, before help you. Ah, that's why I thank God for this message. I thank God for Malachi 4. If not for, because the world out there, they are finished. I mean, when I say finished, they are finished. They are finished. That's why someone that is here, we know better. They are finished, like they can tell one another lie. And they just go, not feeling condemned. That's why when we see something like that, I mean, let me speak for myself now. When I see something like that in our midst, I mean, the thing shake me. It shake me. I say, no. It should have been here. It can be somewhere else, but not here. Pleasure-seeking people, you know, just careless. But Rabbi said, you see, and it's just like it was when he left God at the Garden of Eden. That's man. And he left to shift for himself. He just simply leaves God out of the picture, and he goes wherever he wishes to, kind of pleasure mad. May God help us. And he hasn't changed much in his notion. He hasn't changed much in his idea, because why? He still wants his fig leaf religion, you know? He wants to make it himself and cover his own self, walk away as more or less, would I say, more or less, contented, self-made contented, if that was sound sensible. He's making himself believe that he is contented. When down in his soul, he knows he is wrong. But because of pleasure, they are pleasure mad. May God help us. Wake up, church. It's not about coming to church. Church will not save you. Until God open your eyes, you go, hey, pleasure mad. When I mean pleasure mad, like I tell my family, you stay here, you live how many years, God will help you. You no smoke, you no drink, you don't do any bad thing. And you come at that day of judgment, God say, I don't know you. You are most miserable. You could have people just do the nonsense. I know that you enjoy here, and you go so far. The best. But you suffer here, suffer there. May God help us. You better strive. Make sure you do all that you can that you meet God. That's why I say, like I said, it's an individual affair. If you see me, I'm not meeting God. I'm deceiving myself. Unless I know better. I'm beyond the age of accountability. So nobody is your example. You see this brother behave like this, sister. You don't know where you are standing. When you know where you are standing, nothing that anybody will do will shake you. May God help us. That's how we'll be saying, to whom shall we go?
You come here confusion, you come here confusion, you turn here, stay put. Somebody is not confused. That is Christ. Is the one that has answer. When you are disturbed, you feel mad in your head. The prophet said, yeah, you are a human being. You just wait. You come to Jesus Christ. You are sick. Like somebody was saying, they say, I don't know. This devil, that's the work he has got. If you will listen to me, just to go to this place, enter this house, enter that family, enter that workplace, scatter here, bring sickness. I was asking my family, I said, how does Satan bring this sickness? He said, but you are the one that preaches it now. And you know, like, what I swear. I say, it's true, they are all demons. Medical science just give it name. I begin to look at that demon they call cancer. Because we were discussing with some people and say cancer. I say, this thing they call cancer, go out and we'll deal with it. But it is only Jesus that has the answer. Only Jesus Christ that has the answer. You hear somebody just got up with cancer, and before you know, Satan begin to work on the person, the person will feel hopeless. But there are people that have been prayed for and been delivered from that demon. So you, if you have cancer, why would you stay there and believe that that is your death check? That is not a death sentence. Only believe all things are possible. That's why we come to Jesus Christ. He's the one that can heal cancer. Amen. He's the one that can heal any demon you can think of. Who is that Satan? Medical science just give it a name. I say, God, Satan is wicked. Some people have to go through chemo. It's not an easy process. They go through that chemo section, you know, cut some. Oh my, I know God. And somebody say, when you go through that chemo, they are just counting days for you. In my mind, I say, only Jesus has the final say. Have you not read where the prophet will say, even medical doctor, when they look at the case, say, Mr. Man. I read one place, I think in this message, Brother Brown said, the man has a trouble with his ear. He has a hearing problem. Brother Brown said, and they told him there is only one doctor that can perform that operation. And now, they told us that that doctor is going on a vacation. The man started to cry, I don't want to die. Take me to that doctor or put me on a telephone call with him. Let me beg him not to go on the vacation. But I say, for many people will not do like that to Christ. Can you see? But I said, the man was crying until they connected him to the doctor. And he had to stop the vacation of the doctor. The doctor had to arrange for him. They went to see the doctor. Because that is the only man that understands that case. And today we've got people in the land that understand cases like that. Therefore, if you have any ailment in your body, I'm saying it now, at least I got people supporting me. But the Bible says, go for medical checkup. Can we say amen? Amen. Even the prophet that will believe himself, he practices it. Yes, go for medical checkup. You begin to see something that is not normal in your body. Before it's too late, go and doctor, my mama feel bad. I just see my heart rise and go down. I met our daddy here. I said, I noticed something happening to me. My face would just, my eye, I just see it begin to bleed. Is everything fine? Yes. No matter how bad this life, we say we don't like it, we don't like the evil. I still want to live long. Amen. Because God give me long, I will preach more. Amen. And I will do many things more. Life is something that you should appreciate God for. If God will give you 50 years, you will do more if you're a Christian. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Imagine now me, my own age. God should not give me 50 years. I'll do more. Yes. So if I see something that Satan wants to use, God, is this, I don't understand what they say. How will the high judge be batting without me batting it? Something is wrong. I say, okay, this is what will be responsible. Just don't want to do like this. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Amen. So don't die. Just thinking, you say, I'm already old, let me just, don't manage it. May God help us, especially our aged people. Please, everybody, beg us in the name of God. If you are feeling somewhere in your body, go for a medical checkup. That's not the sign of a death sentence. You see swollen part in your body. It is a cell that God has not put there. You don't understand. You just see the thing swelling up. Go for a checkup. The Bible says when doctors don't have answer, of course you have been praying about it. I mean, where you are going. But if doctor tells you, say, this one, we don't understand. Just go. You take it, I am God. The doctor said they don't know what this one is all about. Amen. But I believe you have the answer. You see that your leg just a shake on the own. You know, shake up. You are laughing, but I'm telling you these things are, there are things that are happening. Maybe she won't pass on the media. You just see it shaking. It's not something to play. If it does not come now, you know there is a demon as we are in the morning. It's a warfare. You have to fight it. Now, yes. Good health is something we must pray for. Say that. It's a wicked fellow. We can see certain things that are not normal. You seek help. When doctor don't have answer, take it higher to God. Because the one that God answers to every problem. Now, in the midst of all these things, as we say, we find people that they don't even care about God. They are just pleasure seeking. Some people still in that their own problem. They'll say, hey, since I know that I will die 2 years from now. And then just have a feeling like my team alone. Yes, I'm not telling you something them say, something I've had. He said, since I know I will soon die, let me people just enjoy it till I die. What do you want to enjoy? This flesh. This flesh is death now. We just carry it to be able to walk and do whatever work God has called us here to do. May God help us. Now, Baba said, you see, people come and they feel contented when they know they are wrong. He knows that anything that man has to do is polluted to start with. And he cannot no more save himself than he can put his book straight, strap, and jump onto the moon. He cannot do it. Trying to do so is like a leopard trying to lick his spot away. He only shows the sin more brighter. But he still doesn't want to listen. He just wander around. But Peter, in that day, he could answer like a lot of us tonight, the prophet prayed that and I. And he found something different. He had met Jesus. And he knew that there was something more than just wandering, going from pillar to post. Anyone that ever meets Jesus never wants to wander anymore. There is something happened to him when he meets Jesus. Is never the same anymore. And this Peter had met Jesus. And he had found something in Jesus that was different from anybody else. There never was a man like Jesus. And he had found this great something in him that made him question, that made him answer this question, Lord, to whom will we go? When Jesus looked at the disciples, he said, in this my crusade, since I started, I know the purpose, him that sent me here, I know what he sent me here for. All that he has given to me, I know that I will lose none of them. Amen. So all these people that follow me, I know what they are doing. I know who be my own. If you want 70 with me, you people are not my own. Then they do, add someone for them. Blast. I said, you eat my flesh. And you dream my blood, you don't have life in you. What? Just like Catholic, what they believe that the bread they are eating is the flesh of Jesus. No, that's a wrong teaching. But then he began to drop it hard. Then every man began to find his level. And Jesus saw that 12 remain. Then he said, hey, Nico, you are not going. Are you people not going? Then Peter said, to whom shall we go? When we left everything, we come here. Where we won't go again now? Because we know, hallelujah. That is when you know that it was not Brother Peter. Amen. Remember Peter was saying this before Jesus even told him, before the God go, you will deny me 3 times. If your Bible says everything very well, that's a that was before that. May God help us. Because something was in him. This was not natural Peter. It was the one inside. Though he cannot say, maybe he could not tell. But that one, he knew. Yet I don't understand this message fully. But I can't go anywhere. I can't go to deeper life. Permit me to use that word. I can't go to redeem. I can't go to Edego. Like the woman was telling me, if you come to winners, there is something that is happening in winners that I tell you. Momo, when is it job that this woman will give me? He said, your name is Edego. Maybe the reason why God allowed you to encounter me today is because the God of Edego just shook my head. I shook my head. I've had that many, many times. So people will tell me, are you the son of Oedipo? I will just shake my head. How many will I answer? May God help us. To whom? Peter knew that we have tested all this. Or maybe we have seen them. We've heard what they say. Will I now put my head in redeem that I know that they are pastor? It is work that is working. Every month you wait for a salary. If you do mistake like this, the bush and enter bush. Organization. That's why Proverbs said denomination is an organization. You cannot tell me. I mean, there, some of them, they are regretting. Like, they have to go to a BSc, master. They told you, the bishop, you want to master. I said, I don't get level with that. So if I want to become an assistant pastor, like to control the Winners Chapel diocese, I have to go have a PhD. He said, I don't know. Oh, I see. May God help us. To whom shall we go? Peter said, we know only you have the word of God, eternal life. Amen. It was something from the inside of the inside. If you ask Peter, why did you say he might not know why I said that? But because why? The seed of election was working on him. That was what happened to that woman at the well also. We know we have been taught. That when he come, he said, I am the one talking to you now. She said, are you the one? She didn't need any man to explain to her again. She ran to the city and said, come and do what? Come and see. But the reason why many of us, this thing is not making a meaning to us, is because why? We are not convinced yet that it's God. May God help us. Proverbs said, if you are convinced, you'll be concerned. You will take your case like that man, as we said, that have the hearing problem. And you know that there's only one man, one doctor that has the solution to his trouble. Baba said, you will not be at rest. You will be crying, let me meet that man. Let me meet that man. May God help us. Now, Jesus said, if you want to go with the other 70, you are at leisure. Just go ahead and go. But Peter said, to whom? Where would we go? Who would we go to? For thou alone hast the word of eternal life. No one else had it but him. And Peter had been with him long enough and had seen his miracles and his signs and wonders from God. And he knew that that was the truth, that he had the word of eternal life. Oh, if we could only get with him long enough to recognize that. Amen. That he alone has the word of what? Eternal life. Remember, that is one of the reasons we come to him. Amen. Jesus alone has the word of what? Eternal life. Something that money cannot buy. Now, what did Jesus have that was so much different than anyone else? Why was it different from the rabbi? The rabbi was a priest, he was a teacher, a scholar, probably in the world's education, far beyond Jesus. Just like what I say, where do I have to stand before great Oedipo Baba? No wonder his children, if you talk very like this, they can shoot you with their words. One man just talked a lot about tithe. If you see how all of them started to jump, what? Tithe. To Baba enter God there, they go, he scattered their church. May God help us. We have no record of Jesus ever going to school, just as we had in the morning. Of course, that's what the prophet called it, cemetery. The prophet said, you feel the calling of God in your life, and you go there, he said, you are not digging your grave. because it will turn to a business. Oh, sure. That's what they are doing there. You can, when you just go out now from this local, start driving. I would have said, many of my young friends, if I talk to some of my colleagues in the office, they tell me, Mr. Joe, we know one young pastor there. He was a dealer. Now he's opened a church. I said, I know the place you are talking about. I laugh. Now the guy is expanding his church. But that's not what we're talking about. If Jesus gives us more years, no doubt we have more churches. But the question is, how many lives have been changed? How many people, are these pastors pointing people to Jesus or they are pointing people to themselves? That's the question. Now, we have no record of Jesus ever going to school or learning anything from any man. He did not need it. He was God's son. It was revealed to him from heaven what to do. And his heavenly revelation had brought such an impression upon this disciple, Peter said, who would we go to find this? And it is just as real tonight, where we will go, where we will go to find this if we didn't come to him. Amen. Now, the prophet said, now I wrote down here on a piece of paper seven reasons or seven things, reasons that we must come to Jesus. And I want to speak on this 17 for the next 30 minutes. Well, let's. Now, paragraph 34. Remember, said the first reason, Jesus said, I am the way. Now, there is only one way, only one heaven, and there is one God. And one way to get there. There is not many ways, but there is only one way to get there. And Jesus said, I am that way. Do you believe that? There are many churches today in the land that will say they are the way. I believe we know better. Remember, they will say, we are the way. I am the way. I am this. I am that. Now, I want to get one passage in the Bible. Yeah, I think the book of John, St. John chapter 10. St. John chapter 10, verse 1. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that cometh in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Amen. Now the prophet told us Jesus is also the door to the sheepfold. Amen. Now the Bible says it's the only way to heaven. We find now we try to make other ways. We try to say there are other ways. We have the way of the creed. We try to follow that. Many of us in churches, we have a certain creed that we abide by. You see? And that may be all right for a fig leaf covering. But if you are going to heaven, listen close. If you are going to heaven, you have to come by who? Jesus. For he is the way. Amen. Especially you that were baptized this afternoon. If there is any way you want to go to heaven, you have to come by where? Jesus Christ. Church cannot save you. Do you hear me? Church cannot save you. Man cannot save you. The only one that can save is Jesus Christ. Amen. If you are going, you have to come by Jesus, for it's the way. No other way can be going to heaven only by Jesus. We have ways that we can call our denomination. You ask a man today, are you a Christian? He say, I'm a Methodist. Are you a Christian? He say, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Nazarene, or something else. That is in the question. To be a Christian, you have to be in Christ. And there is only one way to get in Christ, and that is not through creeds or through churches, but through what? The baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have to be born again. Are you there? You have to be what? Born again. And when you are born again, then you are in Christ. Amen. Like I used to tell those that will come to be baptized, I said, you are not ready to die. Don't come. Because you see that water baptism, you are coming to die so that you can be reborn. Amen. That was why I think it was it Nicodemus or Tom? Yeah, was it Nicodemus that was asking, how will I be born again? Do I have to enter my mother's womb the second time? And Jesus looked, are you a teacher and you don't know what I'm talking about? May God help us. Thomas one time to look, when he look at all the things, I think it's in John 14. He looked and he said, let's read that. John chapter 14. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you rather. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know. And the way, you know. I like Brother Thomas. Thomas Kotorareje. He said to him, Lord, we know not whither you are going. If other people know, me, I don't know. Amen. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. But Jesus was telling them, you know where I'm going to. You have to, it's an individual fear. This one didn't deceive him. He said, we don't know where you are going to. And how can we know the way? Look at what Jesus said to him. Jesus said unto him, I, that you are saying so, I am the way. I am the truth. I am what? The life. No man cometh unto the Father but by church. By who? If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you have done what? You have known him and you have what? If we know you, we should have known your Father. You are dropping things that we don't understand. Philip was also in that country. Lord, he said, show us the Father. At least we have all been faithful. If we just point like this, this is my Father. If we settle it for us. That's why there are all kinds in the church. But you know why you come to church. If you don't understand, at least the pastor used to say, write question. Don't just assume that you believe when you don't believe. Don't assume you understand when you don't understand. You over here, ask question. If you cannot ask in the public, ask in the secret. Come Nicodemusly. Jesus asked, allowance, allocation for everyone. He said, show us the Father, and he sufficed us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you people? And yet, hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen my Father. What? And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. Now the prophet explained that. He said not in quality, but in quantity. Amen. The man said, because why? Peter has stayed long. They have seen the miracle that he did. And when Jesus threw that question, you people can also go. Throw that statement, rather. You can also go. Peter said, to whom shall we go? Because we know why you are the way. Amen. Now, Brother said, another reason that we should come to him, that's paragraph 60 from this same sermon because of the time now. Brother said, is the truth. Amen. Now, the next thing that he is the truth. And there is nothing or nobody else has truth but who? Him. we got religionists today that go about and say, well, we are the truth. We got the truth. We go to one church, they say, we have the truth. You go to another church, they say, our creed, we got the truth. You go to another one, we got the baptism of all. We got the truth. Jesus said, he was the truth. And so you cannot find, or you cannot have truth, see, you have Jesus. How do you get it? By being born again. Can we say amen? That's the only way you can have the truth, by being born again. But you can't have the truth till you have Jesus. And you can't have, be in the way until you are in Jesus. How do you get in him? By one spirit. We are all baptized into one body. Then you are in Jesus. Then you are in the way. Then you are in the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. Now, another reason, another thing, the third thing, Jesus, we come to him, he is the only light that there is. That's right. Oh, we want to differ with that, but it's the truth. Jesus is the only light there is. You say, I am a Rosalite, I am a Campbellite, or whatever light. You have those groups. Like somebody look at me and say, oh, those Adventist people, that boy is so mad. I say, I don't use church to blackmail somebody. Don't use that, it's not good. He says, no, that's how those Adventist people used to do. I say, ah, don't talk like that. Whatever you might be is a false light. You might be in the Russellite church. You might be in the Campbellite church or some other light church. But until you get in Jesus, you are not in the light. The prophet told us, he said that they are just blasphemous names. Are you there? Oh, yes, Brother said, because many of them are not living to that name. Amen. But until you get in Jesus, you are not in light. You are still in what? Darkness. You don't have light till you come to him. For he is the way, he is the truth, and the light. And the only way to come to God, no man cometh to the Father but by me. So you can't come to God, you can't go to heaven. You have to get in the way, and Jesus is the way. Is the only truth there is, and is the only light, the only true light. Amen. Now paragraph 98. Another reason why we come to Jesus. Ram said the fourth reason why we come to Jesus is the only safe and secure foundation that anything can be built on. Can we say amen? Oh yes, all other ground is a sinking sand. That's right. It is the only foundation that can be built upon. All other foundation is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Lots of people build upon riches. They try to walk and say how much money they can make. They say, if I can't spend it, my children can't behind me. And that's why they go to insurance. May God help us. Like I went to mortgage and they were telling me something. I just laughed. I said, oh man. They were telling me about one of our landlords. He said, you see that man? I said, I know the man very well. He said, he's got investment everywhere. If we tell you the number of his property in or your state. I said, yes. I'm talking about it. I said, yeah, I know. If only they know that it's my landlord. And I'm just laughing. I said, okay, fine. He said, so that was how it started with us. You can start something. Now you can see it's gone. But children will enjoy it. Baba said, I don't need the one that's undertaker. I need the uptaker. I don't need the one when life is failing me. They would say, come and write your something. Those things are good. Nothing against that, I mean. You can do it. But I mean, you just get the context we are saying. When you leave, your children will squander it. If God do not help them. If you have riches, you have whatever wealth, property, fine. Those things are good. If those children don't have God, in one month, put it up. What you have been laboring for years, a boy that doesn't know anything will just finish it in 1 month. That is why we come to Jesus. is the only safe and secure foundation. Now, they say, if I can't spend it, my children will be behind me. What does it do? It leads to what? Slavery. And they become a slave. You become a slave to your money. Many people don't. Maybe you don't have to be a millionaire to be that. You can just convert money, and you are just as guilty as a millionaire. There is just as many billionaires and there is millionaires that will be in hell. So, because it is your attitude towards it, what God has given you now, if you build it upon riches, it will fall. Amen. Then there is a great thing that this American is trying to build upon, and it is trying to build upon the foundation of popularity. Amen. Young boys, young girls, they look at them, the television stars, movie stars, and they try to act like them, dress like them, impersonate them. What does it do? It leads to a ruined life of chaos, is trouble and hate, which will be born at the judgment. Jesus is the only foundation. The only sure foundation. That is the reason we should come to him. Nobody else has that foundation. Riches doesn't have it. Can we say amen? The rich young ruler, where did he find himself? A show. Popularity doesn't have it. May God help us. And today we got so much building, you know. I mean, let's just leave it at that. Now, one other reason why we come to him, 118. Want to run through it before we close. But another thing, the fifth reason why we come to him is because it's the only successful and secure happiness and peace. That is the reason we come to him. Are you looking for peace? Are you looking for happiness? Come to Jesus Christ. That is the reason we come to him. Oh, I know you can laugh like an idiot. Or you can get out here and laugh till you go into hysterics. At some joke that some movie star. Young people, are you here now? They do some of those things. Until some of them, sometimes I look at them. They're already in the spirit. I was looking at one girl the other day at Adeto. I think it was a restaurant that was played. And the girl was just carrying the way she was just dancing. And I just looking at her and the guy said, oh, man. Very far away where the music was. But if you see how she was displayed, and I knew it was the influence of what did they call that man. I don't want to call it, I don't want to use an expression for him. Portable. I just look, I say, oh God, if only this girl know the influence she's getting from that boy. May God help us. And some people, when you go, you say, happiness is free. That's it. If the girl is happy now, you want to kill her joy. Let her dance. That's that way. I mean, you need to see the kind of the dancing that they'll be removing clothes. You call that happiness? Because why? They are looking at some movies that cannot give happiness. Now, Brother says there is no other peace, no other happiness like coming to Jesus. Now, I've seen people put on, I've seen young women try to brush themselves around. With their new frocks on and act like they were happy, and they are not. They are only building a pender fire, and they can't warm by a pender fire. You see, young man tried to think his muscle was so big he could drive a nail down, never touch him, and a knife bending his blade on him. Just give him a few years, and you see, he's turned old and wrinkled. So, there is no eternal happiness outside of Christ. Any of you here tonight in perfect health? Your family in perfect health? All around you, what about mama that is not here? How do you know your dad is not dying now? How do you know that one of your children didn't get killed a few minutes ago? Away from here, how do you know something else hasn't happened? How do you know you are going out of this building tonight? You may drop in a heart attack, you don't know. So there is no eternal happiness outside of Christ. Because this world that we are living in is full of uncertainty. You see somebody today, tomorrow you don't see them again.
May God help us. You can have whiskey. You can have pleasure. You can have the things of the world, but they are not successful happiness. Are you here, young people? Nothing can give you peace like it. It gives a peace. Oh, you say, I got peace. If you've ever got real peace, you've got Jesus. If you haven't got Jesus, you don't even know what peace means until you come to Him. May God help us. Take that, just put that to rest. Paragraph 127. Rabbi said, now, one more thing I want to say for the 16, why we come to Him is the only lasting achievement. You tell me anything that will get, you will get, that you will achieve will be eternal outside of Jesus. Maybe you build a fine home, you get $1 million, be the most popular woman in the country, the strongest man that ever walked on the street, be the world record, like this lady, I don't want to call her name. Maybe the prize fighter, whatever you want to be, see if you don't dwindle or dwindle and die, right? Won't take but a few songs to do it. And so the only eternal achievement there is Jesus Christ. If he is the most and best that we could achieve for, let's make that our achievement then. Let's be sure that we get it. You might be a preacher. You might be a pastor. You might be a deacon. You might be a church member. But if you haven't in your achievement, if you haven't in your achievement, you don't have it, you might achieve to say, I won't stop till I become a preacher. I won't stop till I become a deacon. I won't stop till I become a church member. Them things are all right, honorable. But listen here, brother. Don't you stop short of Jesus Christ. Or you haven't got an eternal achievement. Because your pastor, yeah, your work of a pastor will soon fade away. Are you there now? The prophet will take it higher. You say, okay, my achievement is to be a pastor. Timobadija, pastor. It will fade away. My achievement will be a deacon or the superintendent, like they have in the denomination. All those things are just titles. Your church membership will no longer dismiss from the minds of the people and a little while to come. But if you achieve Jesus Christ, then you've got eternal life. The last one before the time go. Now, lastly, I want to say this. Here is another reason we come to Jesus. And that's the seventh one. The only reason, only one, is the only one that has translation. You believe that? Oh, yes. It's the only one that gave that promise that where I am, you will be also. The only one who can translate. Yes, sir. I tell you what, you go down to the store in the morning or Monday morning, being tomorrow, because today is Sunday. You go down to the drugstore and you get you some medicine that will make you so holy until you will translate, you know, it will translate you into glory. Let the doctor perform an operation on you that will give you translation from the grave into glory. You get so smart and educated, you know how to build like another Tower of Babel. It will end up the same way. No? Find out. You try to go some other way and find out. It is only those that are in Christ will God bring with him. Amen. The only translation that can be done from act to glory is through Jesus Christ. That is why we come to him. He's the only translation, the only way to be what? Translated. You can't buy it. Are you there? You can't. You can't work for it. It's not something that I did. It's something that he has done. All I need to do is to accept it. I say, I accept it freely, Lord. Amen. You've got to receive it because it is a gift to you. God's translation to take you. You go down here and maybe you buy you some medicine that will turn you from an old man to a young woman, back to a young man or woman, and you find out if you can buy it, you never will. It never will be in existence in the medical realm. It never will be in existence in any realm outside of Jesus Christ. Even though today they are trying to manufacture it, but we know it will fall. Amen. That is why a man today can say he wants to become a woman.
A woman today can say, I want to become a man. It will fall. Those things will not last, friend. The only thing that will last is Christ. You believe that? The only secure foundation there is Christ. Popularity will do nothing. As you heard the prophet said, one day it will be over. Maybe if God permits, and he allows you to live a very good number of years, and they roll the casket, all the people say, oh, it was a wonderful brother. Oh, it was a wonderful sister. And when they roll it in out, they are going to put it inside that ground. Remember. And after I enter that ground, my father-in-law went a few months ago this year. If they tell me that man will go this year, I'll say my life. But that's life. As the prophet said, what will happen the next minute? We don't know. It's in his hand. Not to put fear on the people. Breath. Make sure you meet that person of Christ. That's what the prophet is talking about. Make sure you meet him. In the midst of chaos, young people, young brother, young sister, in the midst of different examples, movie star, church people, even pastors, as you heard the prophet said. Yeah, because many people have different ambition. Just as we used to say, this world is a marketplace. You know why you are here. Make sure you don't miss that person that brought you here. Make sure you are seeking to do his will. Make sure you are fulfilling his purpose, why he sent you here. Because when all of life is over, as the prophet said, he's the only one that got peace. God forbid, if your wife leaves you, where will you find peace? In another woman, you are worse off. Your husband leaves you, then you go to drinking, you go to smoking. Then you have finished yourself. Or you say you want to. Let me read you on that. There's nothing else that can give you peace. Only Christ. That's why we should come to him. He's the only one that can translate us, as the prophet said. Is it doctor that will give us something that will change his body and get us to the other place? No. Even though they have medicine that can make an old man look young, that man will still die. If that man died, will he see him? That's a question. Why we bow our head? Think of these things. We thank God for William Graham. We thank God for a messenger like him that God used so mightily. Look at how the prophet took his time explaining all of these things, why we should come to him, brother and sister. That is why the prophet said we will not have an excuse on that day. In this sermon also, the prophet was making reference to the preaching we had Baba gave, the wedding supper. Baba said, and they asked him, how did you call me? Because he wasn't having the wedding garments. He said, maybe he must have come through the window. And today we know that the Holy Ghost is our wedding garment. The Holy Ghost is our identification. Just as you have the morning, that's the only way you can overcome temptation. I tell you, and I say amen to that. That's the only way we can overcome trials and troubles of life. Is when we have that person of Jesus Christ in us. That's why we should come to him. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, and we bring the service to a close. Again, we have had a sermon this afternoon through evening. And maybe you want to be remembered and say, God, help me. Yes, this is my physical ambition. I want to be this. I want to be that. I want to be all of this. Just as you use your prophet to say, those things are okay. But beyond that, Lord, I want you in my life. I want to be sure I have you. Then all of these abilities will be a plus. Because what will it profit me? What will it profit you, brother, if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul? Young girl. What will it profit you? Your pretty, your beauty. Say, I'm very fine now, I'm very fine. That's okay, God gave you their beauty. But I say, use it to serve the Lord. Don't use it to glorify the devil. Your man, You are very strong. You look at your muscles very strong. Use it to serve the Lord. Don't use it in drinking. Don't use it in fornication. Serve the Lord. It is your use. Because the time will come, you might not have the time to serve Him well. Troubles of life will weigh you. When you have wife, you have children. Oh, my. Experience will teach you better. But now that you have the opportunity, you don't have those things bothering you. You can talk to Him, say, God, help me. You want to be remembered? Why I hand over to the associate pastor?
Maybe frolic and whatsoever, be gracious to your people. help us, Lord God of heaven and earth, that anytime we are coming to your house, may we prepare to receive from you. Thank you, Father. As we dismiss, you brought us from our homes. May we come back home safely. The entire week is your hand. Both the service on Wednesday, the wedding on Thursday, and the rest of the week, the tenth service and the other Sunday service, if you tarry. Lord, may each of these draws us out to you. May be a blessing to us. Thank you, gracious Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We have these petitions. We are asking that your servants that are not here, the one of Bakata, the bring us safely. The one that anyone that we ran out with them today, when we return back, maybe on Tuesday or so, we bring us safely. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions as we ask them in faith and thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. The services of this day have ended, and everybody will go with the blessings that they have received today. May God help us to show more seriousness in the services. Nowadays, we sleep too much. God. We sleep too much. We sleep too much. We sleep too much. Both in and out, we sleep too much. Sometimes, sister, we Google lie down completely and surrender all and sleep deep while the service is going on. Sometimes, brothers, we work out go that side for long periods and go and talk whatever they like there while preaching is on. We'll be looking at them. Go there, go there. What are you looking for? Why did you even come to church? May God be merciful to us. Well, I think officers will put more satellites to some of these things so that the people that are not visitors, if somebody is sick, at least they will tell you they are sick. Then you try to see any comfortable place they are. But all these ones I'm seeing, they are not sick. They are not sick. They are only sick spiritually. Spiritual sickness is what they have. May God have mercy upon us. God bless you richly. Sister, when we go back, our greetings. Have you been here for a long time? We said, okay, after the wedding. That's wonderful. Then we still enjoy ourselves here small. It's good to have you here. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. And if there be anyone that will travel before we meet in this, may the Lord be with you. And may his peace go before you. Shall we rise up on our feet? Hymn number 29. I will hasten.